Your eyes are so big and brown, with such long eyelashes. You are beautiful to me.
One's a boy named Sid, and the other's a girl named Samantha. She goes by Sam.
They don't get shot, do they?
They can't get killed.
You may not speak or we'll shoot you.
You kids look scared.
Is the cow okay?
Would you pray that you'll see me in heaven one day?
I don't know if I could do that.
Sometimes Christians are persecuted or even killed for their faith.
Kitri, sorry to bother you and Ben, but I have to show you something.
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, a brand new family audio drama. We're so glad you joined us for this exciting episode. The Brinkmans are expecting a special guest today, and the kids just can't wait until she arrives. The younger ones have appointed themselves as lookouts in the front yard. They pass the time racing their pedal cars up and down the sidewalk.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Ian, are you ready?
Check!
Luke, are you ready?
I think so.
Then say check.
Check.
Isaac.
Check.
On your marks. Get set. Go!
Yeah, I won!
Man, my car is slow. Isaac, can I use your Ferrari next time?
Okay.
Hey,
think we can race to the bottom of the hill?
We can't go that way, Luke.
Why not?
Because the Thompson twins live down there.
Who's the Thompson twins?
You don't want to know. Trust me.
They're bullies.
One's a boy named Sid, and the other's a girl named Samantha. She goes by Sam, though.
How could they be twins if one's a boy and one's a girl?
Well, that happens sometimes with twins. They don't always look the same, but Sid and Samantha Thompson both act the same. Mean.
And don't forget about Hector.
He's evil.
Who's Hector?
She's here. The Thompson twins?
No, our Aunt Sarah. She's a missionary. She came to visit us from South Africa.
Aunt Sue, you're
Aunt
finally
Sarah.
Here.
Oh,
yeah, Aunt Sue, you're here.
Oh, my, you guys, it's so good to see you. What in the world? Isaac, you're so tall. You've all grown so much. Kitri, come here. Give me a hug. I'm so glad to see you. Wait, you're not a Brinkman.
No, that's our new neighbor, Luke.
Well, hello there, neighbor Luke.
Hi. I should probably go home now.
Bye, Luke. I'll come over later with your invite. You have to come. It's going to be the best outside birthday party ever.
Wow, I cannot believe I'm here. You guys, do you want to help me bring my bags inside?
Sure. I'll take the red bag.
You have to meet my sweet little Wilbur. Well, actually, he's not so little anymore.
Oh, and I finally get to meet my newest little nephew, Charlie. Oh, I love you guys so much. It's been way too long. I'm so happy to be here.
Jack's younger sister, Sarah, has come for a visit. She's been in South Africa for the past year, serving as a missionary. Aunt Sarah has some stories to tell, and the family's excited about hearing them. But first, she gives each person a gift from Africa. Then the kids show her their rooms, their pig, their pet fish, a dried bug, and other items I won't mention. The Brinkmans, and especially Aunt Sarah, sleep well that night. Let's join them the next morning for devotions.
Do you guys remember who we were talking about yesterday?
Paul?
You're right. Paul was planning to go to Jerusalem, and the Christians said he shouldn't go. Remember how we read that a prophet took Paul's belt and bound his own hands and feet? Kitri, what did he tell Paul?
He said that the owner of the belt would be tied up if he went to Jerusalem.
So, I was thinking about this story after we read it yesterday, and I have a question. Was Paul disobeying God by going? Because it seems like he was. The verse says that the Christians warned Paul by the Spirit.
That's a great question. Susan, why don't you read what Paul himself said in verses 13 and 14?
For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased saying, the will of the Lord be done.
Did you catch that last part? When the people couldn't stop Paul from going, they gave up and said, the Lord's will be done. You see, Michelle, the Lord wanted Paul to go.
Oh, so the Christians were trying to stop Paul because they loved him and they didn't want something bad to happen to him?
That's right. The Spirit wasn't forbidding Paul to go. Rather, he was saying it would be difficult for Paul if he went. And Paul said that was okay. In fact, he said he would be willing to die if that was necessary.
Mm. Wow, that's courage.
Yes, it is. But I don't know if Paul would have considered himself naturally courageous. He'd probably say he was scared. but God made him brave.
Yes. So, you know, sometimes following Jesus is hard and costly. And sometimes it's exciting and fun.
Yeah. That reminds me of something that happened to some of my friends who are missionaries in South Africa.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to hear a story, Aunt Sarah.
Well then, Aunt Sarah, let's hear a story.
Where to start? Okay. This story is about three good friends in South Africa. Raymond, Javi, and Steve. Raymond is a little missionary from a village. Javi is a white South African from a bigger city. And Steve is a big taxi driver. On this particular day, Raymond, Javi, and Steve were out buying some cows.
Were they at a cow shop?
No, silly, a farm.
Your eyes are so big and brown, with such long eyelashes. You are beautiful to me. I still like this one, the best. She's fat and pretty.
She's too fat, Raymond. She looks like a black balloon with legs. If she falls over, she'll never get up.
Raymond, I don't think she's too fat. I think she's perfect.
Aunt Sarah, why are they looking at cows?
Because cows are cute, Isaac.
I was just about to tell you why. In 2 weeks, Raymond was going to get married. In his culture, it's normal for the groom to give cows to the bride's family.
Huh? Cows? Really?
Mm-hmm. Raymond had already picked out a few and wanted to find the perfect one to complete the gift.
I found her. That's a perfect cow, guys. I think we are done with the day.
What? Is the cow in the van?
Gracie, are you going to let me tell the story?
Okay.
After paying for the cows, our three friends took an hour-long drive back to their town in Steve's taxi, because Steve was a taxi driver.
Special news bulletin radio broadcast. There have been more carjackings in the local Sling area. Police are asking all motorists to use caution while traveling.
Ooh, it's hot. Could you pass me another soda?
It's gone, Steve. Sorry.
Someone's getting out of that car ahead of us. It seems that he wants something. Javi, can you open a window, please?
Can I help you?
Do you have change for 3 rand?
Does anyone have change for 3 rand?
Let me check.
Everyone out of the van.
What a gun. What?
Okay, taxi driver, hand me your phone. Crawl in the back.
What
you
do
two,
we do?
Get back in the van. Lay down, back in the van. Lay down in the back seat. Lay down in the back seat.
Do what we say or we'll kill you.
We can be all here.
Fine, big guy. You lay down on the way back.
Pass up your cell phones. Listen to me, listen.
You kids look scared.
No, we're not scared.
Really?
Maybe a little.
Is the cow okay?
Please, the cow's not in the van. Remember?
Whoops, I forgot.
Should I stop the story?
No, we're
Please,
fine.
Please, finish it.
It's okay.
You sure?
Yes!
Okay, I'll keep going. The carjackers took the guys' phones, money, cards, and even their PIN numbers for their bank cards. Raymond, Javi, and Steve were so scared they were shaking. It turns out these bad men were working with a group. They had already carjacked one taxi. The bad guys in both taxis now were talking back and forth using cell phones. They were driving very fast to get away. Lying in the back seats, our three friends were all thinking about different things. Javi was thinking, either we're going to get shot,
or they're going to let us go. It's only a matter of time before we learn which of the two it will be.
Steve was thinking something entirely different.
I'm hungry. Where is that loaf of bread we brought along?
Raymond had other things on his mind.
I'll be getting married in 2 weeks. Or maybe not. Lord, I know the best wedding is with you. But I told Javi's father I'd look after him. I'm not doing a very good job. I'm willing to die, Lord. Just don't let anything happen to my friends.
Then Javi thought,
if these guys shoot us, we'll see Jesus today. This is exciting, but if these bad guys die today, they won't be allowed into heaven. I fear for these guys. Lord, I recommit my life into your hands. Do with me what you will.
Just then, the carjackers received a cell phone call from the other group.
Hey, we can't understand them.
Oh, that's right. You guys don't speak that language. Let's try it again in English.
Where are you now?
Nebo, Pokopane and Pokwane Street.
Yep.
They are putting roadblocks.
Where?
Nebo, Pokwane and Pokwane Road. You need to hide, man, now. Pull off the road and hide in the bush. Right away.
I'm pulling over now. Call me when you learn more.
Excuse me, guys. We belong to Jesus and he loves you.
You may not speak or we'll shoot you.
If I die, I'll be with Jesus. My life here means nothing. I'm more concerned about you.
My brother, will you please shut up?
Raymond, I feel like we're supposed to tell these guys about Jesus.
I know, but I promise your dad I will look after you.
It's okay, Raymond. What's Steve doing back there? It sounds like he's playing with a squeaky toy.
I think he's snoring.
You guys, be quiet!
I need some fresh air. I'm going to stretch my legs.
You know, sir, you don't need to live your life like this.
What are you talking about?
You don't need to live your life as a criminal.
I'm not a criminal. I have a wife and kids. I'm a normal person. I'm not a bad man like my boss.
Well, then why are you doing this to us?
I don't have a job. If I had a job, I would quit.
God can provide for you. I didn't have a job too. God provided for me. If he did for me, for sure he can do for you, my friend.
What is your job?
Well, we tell people about Jesus. I'm a missionary. God has changed my life. Javi is here with me. As a white person, as you know, in South Africa. But we are brothers because of Jesus. He tells people about Jesus too. Jesus can change your life, my brother. And you're a best friend.
How can you call me friend when I have a gun on you?
Jesus loves you. Yeah, and because he is in me, I can call you a friend. I'm a sinner, but he changes lives. And he can change yours too.
Raymond and Javi kept talking to the bad guy.
Where'd the boss go?
He was walking around outside talking on the phone.
To his kids?
No, he was talking to the other carjackers who had also hidden their taxi in the brush. Everyone was getting worried. You see, the police had caught on to their plan and had set up roadblocks to catch them. The carjackers were beginning to panic.
What's going on here? I warned you to be quiet. All of you, get out of the taxi. Get out of the taxi. Dima, give me your gun. Give me your gun.
Boss, don't do this. It was my fault. I was talking to them. They'll be quiet. Please, boss.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with today's exciting adventure.
Hi there. This is Michelle Brinkman. I hope you're enjoying today's adventure. Do you know there are many other Christian workers around the world with amazing stories? You may have heard one of these stories or even experienced one yourself. If so, I'd love to hear from you. I'd also like to hear what you think about today's adventure. You can reach me by visiting our cool new website. There, you can find behind-the-scenes video, missionary interviews, bloopers, fun facts, and more. Log on today at www.brinkmanadventures.com.
And now, back to the Brinkman Adventures.
I meant it when I told you to be quiet back there. You keep your mouths shut.
The guys were carjacked at 8 o'clock at night. After several hours, our friends had been lying on the ground for a long time, and they were getting sore. Remember how they drank a bunch of soda right before they were carjacked?
Yeah.
Well, they had to go to the bathroom.
Excuse me, sir. I really need to go to the bathroom. I can stand in the door of the taxi if you'd like.
You can get up and go outside. Go over there by the tree. Don't think of running, or I'll kill you.
I'll be good, I promise. Oh, thank you, thank you.
And Sarah, I'll be right back.
Me too.
The power of suggestion. Okay, gang, we're going to finish this story tonight after supper.
Oh, Dad, please, can we finish it now?
Please, Dad.
No, this way you'll have something to look forward to after dinner.
Okay.
How many more invitations, Katri?
Last one. That makes 10 invites to the best outdoor birthday party ever.
Come on, Kitri, just tell me the games you're playing.
Nope, it's Kate and my secret. And don't go asking her, she won't tell either.
What do you think about Aunt Sarah's story? Do you think those guys will be okay?
I hope they'll be okay. I would have been scared if I was in that van.
Me too.
So, want to help me?
Sure.
Excuse me, Mom. Do you mind if we take these invitations to our friends' houses?
Well, that's fine, but dinner's in 20 minutes. Don't be late.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, wow, Susan, what a great meal. That was so good.
Oh, very good.
Really thanks. Good, I had help, though.
And Michelle, your homemade bread. That was amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Aunt Sarah?
Yes, sweetie?
Can you finish your story now?
I've been waiting.
So, Sarah, what happened to Raymond, Steve, and Javi?
Well, let's see. Where was I? Okay, the guys were getting hungry. It was 8 p.m. when they were carjacked.
That's my bedtime.
And now it's 1 in the morning and everyone is hungry.
Hey. Do you guys have any food in here?
Yes. We have some bread. I think I'm laying on it. One moment. Here you go. I was using it as my pillow. It is a little flat.
Does it have poison in it?
How can you say that? No, no poison. Enjoy it.
You guys can sit up. You've been lying here for a long time.
Phew, thank you.
Javi. Did Raymond give them the whole loaf?
Yes.
Hungry.
Therefore, if that enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Excuse me. May I ask you something?
Yeah, you may speak.
What will you say to Jesus when you stand before him on the great judgment day?
I don't know. I suppose I'll ask him to forgive me for the bad things I've done.
Boss, there's no forgiveness in heaven or hell. You need to do it here on earth. It's too late once we die. Ogami anilati yipada.
You're doing it again, Aunt Sarah. We can't understand that language.
Sorry, Anne. The two carjackers kept arguing about how to get to heaven. They did this for about 5 minutes. Tembo, the criminal, actually told his boss about Jesus in front of our three friends.
That's amazing.
Wow, incredible.
Then their phone rang. It was the bad guys in the other taxi.
Go ahead.
They're coming, man. We need to escape now or they'll kill us. Leave your taxi. Meet us in Pretoria.
What about our hostages?
You know what to do. Be quick about it.
We meet you soon. Timba, come outside with me. You three, stay put.
What are we doing, boss?
We need to take care of these guys. They're a liability.
They don't get shot, do they?
They can't get killed.
Well, the carjackers didn't want to get caught. And our friends knew what they looked like and could turn them in.
Turn them into what?
No, turn them over to the police.
After talking for a moment, the men made their decision and returned to the van.
We've been ordered to silence you.
We are ready to see Jesus.
I believe you. You don't look scared. The taxi driver in the back sleeping again like a baby. Believe me, we don't want to kill you.
Here are your wallets and bank cards. Javi, here's your cell phone. I'm taking the card out so you can't call the police.
We've decided to let you live.
Would you pray that you'll see me in heaven one day?
No way. I'm going to pray that I see you in church here on earth.
Now, you need to lay down again on the floor. Don't watch us leave. We're going to throw the keys into the brush. Once we're gone, you may get out of the van.
Steve, wake up.
Huh? Where'd they go?
Hey, they left about 10 minutes ago.
Maybe they're hiding and plan to kill us when we're out of the van.
If that is the case, why didn't they kill us earlier?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they want us to die happy.
All I know is I'm getting out. I've been back here for 5 hours. They can shoot me if they want.
Okay, guys. Let's get out together then. Careful. Slowly, guys.
I think they are really gone.
Yeah, they are gone.
Thank you, Jesus. You saved us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We just want to thank you for saving our lives, for being so faithful. Father, we thank you for love. We thank you for who you are. We just want to glorify your name. We thank you, Father, for your love.
And Lord, we pray for Temba and his boss. Jesus, they heard about how you love them and can set them free. We pray that they turn from their sin and turn to you for forgiveness and life.
And Lord, we thank you for your safety. You protected us from them. And now we stand here unharmed. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord.
It's a lion!
Not a lion.
I'm scared.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. There is no lion.
Oh, man.
Well, the story is not quite over, though. It was dark out and very late. Raymond, Javi, and Steve desperately wanted to get home. But remember, the guys had thrown their keys into the bush.
We are never going to find the keys. They could be anywhere.
Well, we know where they are not. We've searched every place illuminated by the headlights. Maybe we could move the taxi and shine the lights around.
No way. It's too heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, it has been a long day. We'd really like to go home. Help us find the keys. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I found them.
What?
No way.
I did. I said amen, then I raised my hand in the dark, then I felt them hanging on this branch.
Praise you, Jesus.
Let's get out of here.
Wow, what a story.
God used our friends to tell the bad guys about Jesus, and God spared their lives.
Incredible, Sarah. That was worth the wait, wasn't it, kids?
Yes.
Sure was. Yes. Thanks, Aunt Sarah.
Raymond and Javi risked their lives by sharing their faith. They didn't know what would happen when they did. In the end, no one got hurt. I can't help thinking, though, it doesn't always turn out this way. Sometimes Christians are persecuted or even killed for their faith.
It's like our devotions this morning, remember? God told Paul if he shared, he'd be put in jail.
And he shared anyways.
You're right. And Paul was captured and imprisoned. But while he was in jail, Paul led many people to Christ, even people in Caesar's household.
I don't know if I could do that.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if I could be as courageous as Paul or Raymond or Javi.
You know, I felt the exact same way. Would I be willing to share my faith if I knew it would cost me my life, or would I chicken out?
Yeah.
In fact, after hearing the carjacking story for the first time, I really struggled. I didn't know it then, but a little while later, I had to face that very question in a scary situation in Zambia.
Tell that one. I want to hear that story.
Oh, Ian, Gracie's starting to fall asleep. I know she wouldn't want to miss it.
Mom's right. It's getting late. Sarah, could you tell it tomorrow?
Sure. I'd love to.
Great.
Kitri, sorry to bother you in bed, but I have to show you something.
What is it?
When I was taking the trash out, I found this note taped to your bike seat.
I can hardly read this. To Kitri the twerp. Twerp? So you think he was having an outdoor birthday party in 2 days? Cancel party or you'll be sorry.
Sid Thompson? Oh no, why did he write this, Ian?
I don't know. How do they find out about my party?
I don't know.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and this story is entitled Carjacked. While some of the characters are fictitious, Carjacked is based on a true story. In fact, the characters of Sarah and Raymond were played by the real Sarah and Raymond. To find out more about them and Kavi, visit our website, www.brinkmanadventures.com. Oh, and by the way, do you want to know what the dreaded Thompson twins are up to? And what was the scary situation in Zambia that Aunt Sarah mentioned? Tune in next time to find out.
This is Jack Brinkman. Kids, Jesus told us to go into the whole world and to make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Christ and help fulfill this great commission.
Did you know that this episode was recorded on 2 continents? Producer Jim Reith of the Brinkman Adventures.
One night our author, Ian Boltman, was watching a DVD of Raymond and Javi in preparation to write this episode. His sister Sarah had interviewed the two and mailed the video to her brother. As Ian sat there watching on his computer, his wife commented on Raymond and Javi's beautiful South African dialects. That's where the idea was conceived to attempt to use the real people in the story. Flying them to the States would be too expensive, so why not record them in South Africa? Then I could import the audio into my session.
Sarah found a YWAM studio called the Media Village in Cape Town. Raymond agreed to play himself, and Sarah recruited two other South African friends to play Steve and Javi. On the day of the recording, Ian got up at 1 a.m. in the States and connected to the studio using a laptop and the internet. Sarah coached the actors in Africa, while Ian was able to direct from the U.S. The entire recording session took about 6 hours and wrapped up just as Ian's family was stumbling out of bed. The rest of the actors in this episode were recorded in Jim's studio here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And now you know the story behind the story.